Welcome to On Call with Cooper Clinic. Dr. Alan Beachy joins us today. Dr. Beachy joined the Cooper Clinic Fiona Hills Family Practice in 1987. He attended medical school at the University of Oklahoma College of Medicine in Oklahoma City. Dr. Beachy did his residency at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences Area Health Education Center, known as AHEC, right here in Fort Smith. He is board certified by the American Board of Family Practice, and he serves on the Cooper Clinic Board of Directors. Dr. Beachy, your family practice clinic treats children and adults, and your office also has the capability of performing minor in-office surgery, including vasectomies. Now, is medical technology so advanced now that this type of surgery can be performed in the doctor's office?
It's not so much a matter of technology. The vasectomy is actually a fairly simple procedure that's been done for years in the physician's office. In many cases, it's not a high-tech type surgery and doesn't require a lot of technology to actually perform this procedure.
All right. Now, vasectomies are used as a form of birth control. How does that work?
The procedure interrupts the supply line from the testicles, which are we consider the factory for the sperm, actually producing the sperm, to the what I call the warehouse, which is the seminal vesicle, a gland located up beside the prostate gland. And it actually serves as a storage area for the sperm. So when the sperm are produced in the testicle, they travel up to the seminal vesicles and are stored there so that when a man has sexual intercourse, the sperm don't have as far to go, and they're actually right there ready to make the journey. So we're interrupting the supply line or the line of replenishment from the testicles up to the seminal vesicles.
Let me ask you this. Is there a typical vasectomy patient?
I always like to talk to patients and have a consultation before the procedure on a different day and try to make sure that a man and a couple are indeed ready to stop having children altogether. Not considered a temporary form of birth control. It's considered permanent. So I always like to make sure that a man is absolutely sure that he doesn't want to father any more children before he has this procedure.
After the vasectomy is completed, then, when can a man be certain that there's no longer any risk of pregnancy?
Well, we generally will check a sperm count about 2 months after the vasectomy, giving plenty of time for the seminal vesicles to clear out. And once a man achieves a zero sperm count, then we'll usually check it again in about a year just to make sure that there's not a miraculous healing or a failure of the vasectomy, which is very low. Failure rates are somewhere in the range of 1 in 1,000 to 1 in 2,000. It's worthwhile to check that in about a year to make sure that it has not failed. After that, it's up to the man. It's officially recommended to check it yearly after that, but most men don't like to bring the sperm samples in that often. It's kind of up to the man after that.
So basically, a vasectomy lasts a lifetime?
It's considered to last a lifetime. It is considered permanent sterilization. Unless it's reversed surgically, it's considered to last a lifetime.
All right. That was the follow-up question. Is there a possibility of reversal? And is that as easy as it was to perform the initial surgery?
No, it's not as easy at all. It's a microscopic type surgery, microvascular, where the portion of the tube that is interrupted has to be reattached to the other end, and basically requires microscopic type procedure. Procedure itself varies in price, but it's in the range of probably $4,000 to $5,000, and the success rate is fairly high. It's about a 75% success rate, and I've had a couple guys in my 23 years of practice who've had a reversal, and both have been successful. But it's one of those things that I would, if a man is contemplating having it reversed, I usually try to discourage them from having a vasectomy until they're absolutely sure they don't want to father any more children.
Is the vasectomy, not the reversal, the vasectomy can be done at your office?
The vasectomy is done easily in our office. The reversal would require a surgery, outpatient surgery visit.
Is a vasectomy painful?
There's some minor discomfort associated. A lot of it depends on how diligent a man is at taking care of himself in the first couple of days after the procedure. We have him apply ice and pretty much sedentary activity for a couple of days. Most men who have jobs that are not real strenuous, office jobs, that type of thing, can go back to work on the third day without too much discomfort, and usually minor analgesic medications such as Tylenol or ibuprofen, that type of thing, are adequate as far as controlling any discomfort that a man has.
So how long do they actually have to be off of work after a vasectomy?
Well, I usually recommend that they be off for at least 2 days after the day of the procedure. Men who have strenuous work, who do a lot of heavy lifting, we usually restrict the lifting to no more than 25 pounds for the first week. If they have to do real strenuous type of work, firefighters, for instance, it's just so unpredictable, you can't really tell what type of work they're going to have to do over the following week, and we'll actually have to go ahead and take them off work for a week to make sure that they don't do anything that would cause a problem there.
An interesting conversation today with Dr. Alan Beachy of the Cooper Clinic Fiona Hills Family Practice at 9101 Jenny Lind in Fort Smith. For additional information on vasectomies, Dr. Alan, how can people learn more about the in-office vasectomy?
There's some things available on our Cooper Clinic website. I certainly am willing to and encourage patients who are interested in vasectomy to schedule an appointment and come in. And basically, the first visit, we'll just talk about it, answer any questions that they might have. A lot of men or couples will come in and do that even several months before they have a vasectomy, just to try to get their questions answered and gain a level of comfort with the procedure.
Well, that all makes sense. Dr. Alan Beachy, family practitioner, a member of the Cooper Clinic family of physicians. Dr. Beachy, thank you for being on call today.
Thank you very much.